from down under cyberspace at www.sablues.org and downloaded to your mobile media device comes podcast 148. It is October's edition of the Roots and Blues Hour. Dirt roads and through the dust comes the Roots and Blues Hour, a monthly selection of rich roots music, music nurtured on the fertile ground of folk blues country and rock music. The album Carried in Mind, here is guitarist, singer and songwriter Jeff Lang in a wistful and contemplative mood on this track, Towards Love.
Saying let it flow, oh. nights like these, I'd never sleep again. Let it always be, always be. If it means climbing to these new heights, then let it always be. Her slide and I watch her sway. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? And every curve seems to call out and say, what are you waiting for? So why not follow her to places unknown? Love. I can't deny that I need to be shown about love, about love, her
love. Produced by Jeff Lang and recorded by Dave Manton at the Enclave Recording Facility in Melbourne, with Danny McKenna on drums, Grant Comerford on bass, and Garrett Costigan on pedal steel. Towards Love, from Jeff Lang's latest album, Carried in Mind. Now, downloaders, Jerome Devendan's here just to tell you that there's not much time. Introducing the mellow, ominous tones of Ernie Hendrickson.
They say that man's greatest gift
is his mind. There's not much time.
Ernie Hendrickson, a singer-songwriter from Illinois. His album Walking With Angels was produced by Beau Ramsey. That guitar solo in the middle there, echoing some great J.J. Cale-like rhythms. Next up, downloaders, taking it home and going alone again, it's Jason Isbell, re-establishing his roots in Northern Alabama. From the album Here We Rest, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with the track Go It Alone.
Thank you.
Seattle, Washington, that was Starrenna and the Laughing Dogs, with the title track from their third album, Alone in This Together. From California, here is singer-songwriter Rita Hosking from her album Crash and Burn.
Let me tell you about a real good show. It's the Bernie Demo Derby and Rodeo. My baby's got a 66 Chevy Biscayne, and on the hood in orange he painted my name. In barrel racing, we're a powerful force. Me and my
impressive vocals of Rita Hosking, a singer-songwriter from California. Crash and Burn, a song telling of the trials and tribulations of a demo derby demolition man.
Yeah.
Resurrection, from the self-titled third record by North Carolina-based trio Megafaun. Be with you tonight. The seductive and delightfully laid back vocals of Peter Brown, and that's from her new album, Mercury. Now, downloaders, have a listen to how mandolin, violin, concertina, and acoustic guitar are played in a manner that generates a fusion of folk, rock, jazz, and bluegrass. Chasing the Sun on their latest album, introducing a Nashville-based roots rock band, here they are, the Tin Cup Gypsy.
Ahead. And I am going.
Blues from Laura Sheehan's latest album, Rose City Ramble. This CD is a ramble, an excursion through different styles of American music. Even the original material is rooted in traditional styles, but with a modern treatment. That's Laura Sheehan commenting on her latest album, Rose City Ramble.
I think I can.
older man from Philadelphia, and with a smoke ring for his halo, that's Kataristan singer Kurt Vile. Bostonian soul with echoes of Detroit Motown. That's Jenny D'Angora, aka Jenny D, along with the Delinquents, and that's from the album Keeping Time. Sydney-born, Melbourne-based singer-songwriter Laura Jean has unveiled her third album entitled A Fool Who'll. She says of the next track, it's all about the conscious self and the higher self reuniting at the moment of death. Laura Jean, from the album A Fool Who'll, the track All Along.
Oh, the right I sway, deserted in the daylight, wrist rubbing hard on wood. Jennifer, you were the one who made me good.
This is Mae McDonough from Mae McDonough and Company, and you are listening to a track from my new album, Spilt Milk.
Drain the bathtub, I'm drowning.
Songwriter Cara Suzanne with the title track from her self-released album Parlor Walls. I wrote Parlor Walls with the intention of naming the things I've used to distract myself from being in the present. Each song on the album is based on one of these things: fear, infatuation, obsession, desperation, nostalgia, lust. Cara Suzanne there commenting on her album Parlor Walls.
Mm-hmm.
now download is the album John Wesley Harding by British Shantuzi Tia Gilmore was so good that it prompted me to explore some of her earlier work. Well, here she is from her album Murphy's Heart, the track Teach Me to Be Bad.
Inscrutable machine. Oh.
Produced by David Stokel and recorded in the Bowen Studios located in beautiful suburban Adelaide and made available for downloading at www.sablues.org, and that's courtesy of South Australian Roots and Blues in the business of promoting roots and blues music since 1997. This is Jerome Duvendan speaking.